If You Could See Me Now by Cecilia Ahern. Read by Caroline Lennon. Chapter 1. It was a Friday morning in June when I first became best friends with Luke. It was 9:15 a.m., to be precise, and I happened to know exactly what time it was because I looked at my watch. I don't know why I did, because I didn't need to be anywhere by any specific time. But I believe there's a reason for everything, so perhaps I checked my watch at that time just so I could tell you my story properly. Details are important in storytelling, aren't they? I was glad I met Luke that morning, because I was a bit down after having to leave my old best friend, Barry. He couldn't see me anymore, but it doesn't really matter because he's happier now, and that's what's important, I suppose. Having to leave my best friends is all part of my job. It's not a very nice part, but I believe in finding a positive side in everything. So the way I see it is, if I didn't have to leave my best friends, then I wouldn't be able to make new ones. And making new friends is my favourite part by far. That's probably why I was offered the job. We'll get on to what my job is in just a moment, but first, I want to tell you about the morning I first met my best friend Luke. I closed the gate to Barry's front garden behind me, and I started walking. And for absolutely no reason at all, I took the first left, then a right, then a left, went straight on for a while, took another right, and I ended up beside a housing estate called Fuchsia Lane. It must have been called that because of the fuchsias growing all around the place.